More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Brief. Let's talk about the Iran factor right now in the Middle East. This is the single biggest question, I think, out there about the trajectory of this conflict between Hamas and Israel and what's going to happen in the days and weeks ahead. The situation is that already Iranian-backed militias have started to take action, started to fire rockets off, started to shoot at, effectively, U.S. Assets in the region, as well as the firing of rockets from Hezbollah in Lebanon into Israel. So we'll discuss what this means, what the implications are. First off, this is from the Wall Street Journal. Iran has unleashed regional militias it has spent years arming, raising the risks of a larger conflict in the region. For more than 6 months, these Iranian-backed militia groups refrained from launching drones or rockets against American troops in Iraq and Syria as what was called an undeclared truce between Tehran and Washington in the region. That has come to a halt. U.S. officials said Iranian-backed groups launched a half dozen military drone and rocket attacks against bases that U.S. troops use in southeast Syria and in western and northern Iraq. You also have in Yemen, there's the Yemeni civil war that has been raging on for many years. There's the Houthi group inside of Yemen that is Iranian. They're Shia and they are Iranian backed. And the Houthis have fired Iranian cruise missiles and drones toward Israel, but the U.S. had a guided missile cruiser in the area that shot down some of the cruise missiles. Another cruise missile was hit by Saudi Arabia, protecting its own airspace. So you've already seen some of these different militia groups that are all just proxies of Iran, of the mullahs in Tehran, taking kinetic military action against either U.S. assets or firing them at Israel. Now, this could just be, there's a few ways that this can play out. One is that these groups do this knowing that they won't escalate beyond this. And so they can at least say, if you will, they can hold themselves up with, oh, well, we've tried to fight, America and the Zionist entity, which is what they call Israel. We've been, you know, firing rockets and we've been taking action. So we stand with the Palestinians, effectively using rockets for optics, right? Because these rockets are not going to, at least in the numbers that they've been firing them off, they're not going to change anything in the region. It's almost like they protest what's going on in Gaza right now, the Israeli airstrikes and impending military invasion. They show their protest against that by firing off all these rockets and doing these kinds of things. So that's one possibility here. I think that's the likeliest one at this phase. The other possibility, and this is one that people are very concerned about, obviously, is that these are effectively warning shots from Iran that if there is a major Israeli incursion into Gaza, that then all these different Iranian militias, remember, you have Hezbollah operating in Lebanon, it basically runs Lebanon, and it's sophisticated, has a lot of munitions, has a lot of rockets, and it's right next door to Israel. You have in Syria Iranian trained and equipped militia groups, and you know the possibility of those being used to stage attacks not only into Israel, but more likely they would attack the remnants of U.S. forces that are there. I think we have hundreds of U.S. troops in Syria still to this day. In Iraq, we have some U.S. troops present, and those bases could also be attacked by the very powerful Shia militia groups inside of Iraq. So we might have a situation where not only would there be an escalation against Israel, but an escalation against U.S. forces. Now, that's also, though, why I think this is probably not the way that this is going to go. I think this is probably not going to happen. Now, when I say probably, I don't know. No one really knows. But the American response to missiles, or rather to a full-scale assault beyond just the missiles, of American personnel in either Syria or Iraq, I think would be devastating. I think that we would very likely go in with whatever we need to from the air to unleash tremendous punishment on the Iranian militias. So there's the response, the escalation that we would do. Then when people get really concerned is, well, will that mean that we'd have to also hit Iran in some way, specifically that we'd have to go for targets inside of Iran? Would that be the next phase, which would be effectively a declaration of war, an effective declaration of war on Iran? Although, you know, we've had strikes in countries before that didn't necessarily mean we're at full scale war. But in the case of Iran, it might very well mean something like that. And with 20% of the world's oil supply going through the Straits of Hormuz day in and day out, you can imagine the cataclysmic economic effects, never mind the national security implications of what could happen if this were to elevate to that level. So this is why the Iran factor is so important in all of this, and why U.S. carrier groups are in the region, and why there's a tremendous amount of concern. You know, if you have any money in the markets, you may want to pay close attention to a new patent-pending artificial intelligence that has just discovered a 60-day pattern in the crypto market. According to this AI, which is powered by the same kind of award-winning tech that's behind other leading AI software, the next couple of months are critical. Most people won't know what to do, but if you know, you're so much further ahead in this process and the possible upside. The project is called Conan, C-O-N-A-N. See it for yourself online at Conan2023.com and see this AI in action. 60 days from now, your financial life could be completely different. The website is Conan, C-O-N-A-N2023.com. Once you see this AI, you might never invest the same way again. Conan2023.com, paid for by Palm Beach Research Group. Now, there's been a big shift that is happening on college campuses right now. I mean, when it comes to the donors, a lot of what you're seeing in terms of support for the Palestinian cause or Hamas or combination thereof is absurd. I don't mean that as in it's like, generally speaking, I disagree with it. It's immoral and it's stupid. I mean that it's truly nonsensical. There's these like trans groups for Palestine that are showing up on campuses. In some of these marches and rallies, they have things like reproductive justice means free Palestine. That's actually something that is that one of these marches? What does that mean? Hamas is a terrorist entity that runs effectively a totalitarian prison camp of jihad. That's what Gaza is. The notion that there's human rights being respected or that reproductive justice is high, well, you know, whatever that means, which it just means abortion, as we know. It just means abortion. People want to be able to kill babies in this country on the left, and they want to be able to do it all 9 months of a pregnancy, and they think that that's all fine. That's what's going on campus and at some of these rallies. But the donors at some of these elite universities are actually saying enough is enough. People, first of all, I thought this was a really interesting statistic. People giving $1 million or more made up less than 1% of donors in the most recent year. I think it was a couple of years ago they did this analysis. But 57% of total donations. So more than half of donors to universities. I'm sorry, more than half of donations to universities come from big dollar donors. Big dollar donors are a big deal to universities. And that's why when you see some very prominent donors finally saying, not going to give any more money to UPenn, not going to give any more money to Harvard, et cetera, because of what's going on in response to this attack on Israelis and Jews in Israel. This is the first time I've seen anything like this before. Honestly, I can't remember a time when you had some of the wealthiest donors to universities and college campuses who were coming forward to say, I will not give another penny because of the politics of what I'm seeing here, or rather the political insanity that is unfolding. So I think that that's indicative of a red line of sorts being crossed here. And there's a recognition that something is really wrong with the modern university, and there's a real problem here. And these donors, I don't know, some of these campuses, or rather some of the administrations that run these college campuses, they're so wealthy, I'm not sure they care. Their endowments have gotten so massive. I mean, Harvard's got like $50 billion, maybe $60 billion endowment. I mean, think about that. I mean, these are almost like massive hedge funds that happen to teach classes. I mean, they have so much money. So I don't know if the donor class revolt will really make that much of a difference, but something we'll continue to look at. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting America's heroes and their families. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country, our communities, and all of us. Heroes like 9/11 first responder Lieutenant Joseph Maiello. He answered the call to help others on America's darkest day. Then years later, he suffered a fatal heart attack in the line of duty, leaving behind his wife and two children. When heroes like Lieutenant Maiello lose their lives in the line of duty or are severely injured, Tunnel to Towers is there to help. Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the Maiello family home, lifting the family's financial burden during their darkest hours. America's heroes and their families need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. And now just speak a little bit about the speaker fight. As I talk to you now, Tom Emmer is likely to be the next speaker of the House, a Republican who Trump has already called him a globalist rhino. So I think people are recognizing that this guy is not some stalwart conservative, and that what were we really doing here with all this stuff? What was the whole point of this speaker's battle? I like to think that there's maybe a lesson learned in all this, and that is frustration with the system is a necessary building point to fixing or addressing a system. But frustration alone is not a plan. Frustration alone is not a strategy to dealing with it. And so we have to think beyond that. We have to think, okay, fine, if we don't like Speaker McCarthy because he's broken his promises, fine. Who is going to replace him, and how is that person going to be held accountable? Because what we have right now is Speaker McCarthy has been pushed out, and the result is going to be you have somebody who's probably worse than McCarthy as the speaker. How does that help? I can't think of what the point is here of all this. It doesn't seem to make any sense to me. And I've been asking people, please explain, and they, you know, people work on Capitol Hill. I was just in D.C. last week. Not getting a lot here, not getting a lot of explanation as to what really has gone on here. So I just think going forward, the GOP, you know, passion is good. rage against the system to a degree, you know, or frustration with the system that can be channeled into fixes. That's all very good. But just throwing a wrench into the gears to see what happens, you get this. You get some rhino squish who's going to be the Speaker of the House? Probably. So it's crazy. You don't have somebody who, you know, you want somebody who's got a lot of energy and vitality to be Speaker of the House. You want to have a lot of energy and vitality. That's why you need Chalk. Get yourself set up with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. It's a set of supplements specifically designed to provide men with the all-natural ingredients that fuel your body so you have the energy and stamina to get through days like today. The leading ingredient in Chalk's Male Vitality Stack has been proven in studies to replenish diminished amounts of testosterone in a guy's body. That's crucial because testosterone is the natural hormone that provides fuel to give your body energy and focus. Most guys experience diminishing amounts of testosterone production as we get older, and most often, it's so gradual you don't notice the difference. You will notice the improvement, though, with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. In 3 months' time, studies show a 20% increase. You'll feel fantastic. Go online to chalk.com. Use my name, Buck. Get 35% off any Chalk subscription for life when you do. That's Chalk with a Q, as in C-H-O-Q.com. Use promo code Buck. You'll get 35% off your Chalk subscription for life. That is the Buck Brief. Shields high. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.